We've been through this before with HIV.
Dr. Sarah Park is the state epidemiologist and chief of the Disease Outbreak Control Division at the Department of Health. She told members of the Senate and House Health Committees that the Ebola virus is not very infectious.
It absolutely requires direct contact. It has to enter through your mucous membranes, you touch your eye, things like that. If you have an abrasion in your skin, a venous route, you know, someone had a contaminated needle, that's how it introduces into your body. It is absolutely not airborne.
But Dr. Park says Ebola is still a frightening disease with no known cure or miracle vaccine. She also says the 50 to 90% mortality rate is in Africa only, and the few patients airlifted to areas with Western medicine have a much better chance of survival. Department of Health Director Dr. Linda Rosen says Hawaii hospitals have the personal protective equipment, PPE, and the facilities to handle infectious diseases. Dr. Rosen says hospitals will practice and refine those procedures.
They will pre-identify staff for this intensive training, which will include, you know, not just, you know, an hour and a PowerPoint, but actual practice and donning and doffing and observing and actually being evaluated with people who are experts in infection control to make sure that they are competent.
There are four so-called Tier 1 hospitals on Oahu that will be trained and go through actual drills first. Hospitals on the neighbor islands will receive training in the future. Quarantine and patient transport procedures are also being looked at by the Ebola Working Group, made up of Department of Health and Healthcare Association of Hawaii members. Toby Claremont is the association's director of emergency services.
We do have a team that's capable of actually going out and moving safely within biocontainment an Ebola patient from anywhere in the state of Hawaii to one of those Tier 1 hospitals. In this situation, we want it to be purposeful, very careful, very controlled, so that we reduce the risk of movement as much as possible.
Blood testing for the Ebola virus cannot be done until a patient shows symptoms, which include fever, joint and muscle aches, vomiting, and diarrhea. State epidemiologist Dr. Park again emphasized that it's a frightening disease, but the precautions are not new.
Ebola virus is waking us up to the fact that you can't cut corners. We've had infection control policies in place for years. We've had the trainings and the resources. The problem has been we've not fully enforced it. We're not talking about a new standard here. We're talking about enforcing the current standard.
Senator Josh Green, an emergency room doctor and chair of the health committee, says he plans to meet periodically with health department, healthcare association members, and first responders.
It's reasonable for us to be absolutely prepared. Even though we have a low suspicion and a low probability at this point of having a case of Ebola virus, we're going to prepare as though we will have to deal with it.
The next health committee information meeting is scheduled for October 29th. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.